it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
All right, welcome back to the Earl England Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda from Flag. So Robert, are things at a standstill or what's happening with the lead issue in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, right now hinges on what the mayoral elections will result as. We could be either having a mayor that might proceed with moving forward to do the right thing, or we might have a mayor that will just basically keep the status quo going. This is right now still a very hot topic around the country. It's still pretty much a hot topic here in Milwaukee. You know, having lead free water is very important to public health and very important to the health of our children. But right now, I just don't see the one candidate, the acting mayor, being a forceful advocate for really moving forward on removing this hazardous toxic device that is tainting the water with lead, these lead laterals. I don't see him being a very active mayor on that issue. I see him, you know, repeating and mimicking a lot of what the former mayor, Mayor Barrett, would be standing on, and that is, you know, lead paint, soil and dust. You know, I just don't see Johnson being a strong advocate on moving forward with a very comprehensive plan on not only protecting the citizens and the children of Milwaukee, but to come up with a very solid, very strong removal plan of these pipes.
You know, Robert, I have Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson on tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him that question. And one of the things, man, is hard for me to envision that, knowing the impact that leaded water has had and is having on children in our community, that that Cavalier Johnson, you know, a black man who knows the impact of what this is doing to black children, somehow is not willing to do what's in the best interest and what's right for children. Why would that be?
It is just a very sad situation that this man really is ignoring what the facts are on this issue. I mean, if you really want to stand on something tangible and solid on how wrong he is, there was an independent study done of the Milwaukee Health Department lead program by the Public Health Foundation, and that report was released in March of 2020. And in that report, it was just devastating, the information that came out from that audit. And two of the key pieces of audit findings that I extrapolated from the report were, one, that the city was working with insufficient data. And so you got a city government that did not have data sufficient enough to justify its stance that lead paint is the overwhelming primary cause of the lead poisoning. You know, the city of Milwaukee during Barrett's administration would always cite national trends. But, you know, sometimes the local data does not reflect what national trends are. And this audit that was done by the Public Health Foundation verified that the city had been working with insufficient data. So our data was not really following what national trends are. And national trends did show that lead paint was a primary cause. But in Milwaukee, you can't say that because your data was insufficient. The other piece of that audit that I find that I found highly disturbing was that when the health department, you remember when everything collapsed and Bevin Baker right. had to resign and the whole thing over at the lead program being a national model was revealed as a lie and
right.
and exposed for what it really was. Well, that audit found that after the administration removed Dr. Patricia McManus from her position and replaced her with Dr. Kowalik to be the new health commissioner, the audit highlighted that even though the mayor told the city of Milwaukee that they have reformed the whole department, they have changed policies, they have done this and that to improve services and this, the audit said that none of that was done. None of those reforms, none of those policy changes were implemented. And so, you know, this is, to me, a criminal act that was done against the people of Milwaukee by city government. And so, even though that audit came out and showed what the misconduct, the deceit of the city government was against the people of Milwaukee, none of the members of the Common Council, including Cavalier Johnson, who was president of the Common Council, acted in the interest of the people of Milwaukee to hold hearings and to hold people accountable for what that audit found.
Robert, you just answered the question that I was going to ask. The Common Council is equally, you know, engaged in this. And so why would they, again, especially those Common Council members, you know, who represent poor districts where poor children are struggling and poor families are struggling, why no pressure applied to them? It's equal, right? I mean, the mayor's not a king. If the mayor has been guilty of this, wouldn't the Common Council also be as guilty?
Well, for them not doing anything now, I would say, yeah, they are as guilty. They are as guilty as the administration is. You know, the problem is that you have a lot of them too comfortable, and you have a lot of them just
But Robert, that can't ever be acceptable that they're comfortable when we know the damage, the long-term damage that is being done.
Well, and that is the other issue here is the community response. Why isn't the community rising up? You know, let me tell you something. If this happens,
hey Robert, hold that thought. Robert, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break, man. You know, that's why, you know, we can talk straight when you and I are on the airways, and I love that, man. You know, because it's not about hurting anybody's feelings; it's about protecting, you know, children in our community. You know, the heck with your feelings. We've got to go to a break. My good friend Robert Miranda is holding court. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll join you on the phone lines after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.